Monday, Monday. Time now for trivia on WCHL, brought to you by your local Aflac agent, Chuck Whalen. Business owners balance benefit costs with employee needs. And
Aflac,
at no cost to the business, helps provide benefits fast and directly to offset rising out-of-pocket expenses. Contact Chuck Whalen at
Aflac
919-794-7610.
You have something in your throat over there?
Freddie Kiger, yeah. Just put it on my bill.
How's the duck?
The duck apparently is doing quite well. Yeah.
Do you remember Groucho Marx?
Yes.
I say the secret way, you win $100.
The bird
and
will
the
come down.
The duck would come down.
Was that a duck? I guess it was.
It was a duck.
Yeah. But he used to say the bird, didn't he?
I don't think. I'm not sure. But I think it was a duck that came down.
I thought he said,
I say the secret word, you win $100.
And the bird will come down? I don't think he said duck. I think he said bird. But I could
have to
go
back and double check about that.
Yeah.
Well, it brings up, you know how he lost his show.
Yes, I do.
Yeah. Are we allowed to say that?
I don't know. It's probably not.
Okay.
Had to do with a couple who had a bunch of kids, right?
Exactly.
And the fact that he liked his cigar, too.
And Groucho was Groucho, quick. He was quick.
He was. Yep. Quick-witted guy.
Yes, he was. Hey, good luck to the Heels tonight as they travel down to Tallahassee. Florida State's pretty good.
I'm sorry. I'm thinking about Groucho.
I know.
But go right ahead.
Yeah, that's all right. Florida State's not bad. They're tall. They're physical. Yeah. And we usually have to dig and claw to get out with a W down there.
Yeah, that's right.
So it'd be a tough game.
I'm confident in the Tar Heels.
Yep. We got to be mentally and physically tougher on the road.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
it's got to be tougher.
Always harder on the road.
Yep. And understand that, we're going to get everybody's best shot.
Ask Clemson how hard it is to win on the road.
Oh, my goodness. Particularly when it comes to Chapel Hill.
That's right.
I don't even know what to call this category, but this is another kind of tough question.
Okay.
Maybe, I don't know, punctuation. Punctuation.
Okay.
Or something with writing.
Okay.
So here we go, folks. Yeah. Hope I'm not pushing the envelope too far here.
Okay.
If you are handwriting, typing, or texting,
right,
where might you find in your sentence to something that is referred to as a tittle?
A tittle?
T-I-T-T-L-E.
After a Y-A?
Not a Y-A tittle, as in very good quarterback for the New York Giants.
Thank you very much.
If you are writing a word or a sentence, where might you find something that is referred to as a tittle?
I have no idea. I don't know if I've ever heard that.
Everybody uses them all the time, and you just didn't know it was called that.
Wow. Yeah.
A tittle. Aflac!
Early in the morning, you can wake up with WCHL and everything you need to know about what's happening in our local community. Hi, this is Ron Stutz. I'm your host for 3 hours a day, 6 to 9 a.m., Monday through Friday on WCHL. All your local news and sports, including exclusive coverage of Carolina and the local high schools. Traffic and weather together. The inimitable Nikki Morse, Art Chansky, Wayne Pond, Freddie Conger, D.G. Martin. And at the top and bottom of the hour, it's CBS News. Hometown heroes, commentaries, and more on 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL.
Oh, I know what it is.
What is it?
It's the dot over
that
the eye.
That is exactly right.
I never heard that before.
Yes.
I know all about crossing all your I's and crossing all your T's and dotting all your I's.
So when you dot an I or you dot a J.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a tittle.
I never heard that.
How about that?
Wow. This is a show of firsts.
I'm going to tell you what, folks. I want you to walk out of here after you hear trivia sometimes and just feel enlightened. Go off like a light bulb.
Every single day, man. This is an educational experience.
How about that?
Especially when you're in the house.
But see, you don't have a tittle in your first name.
No, I don't.
But I got one.
But you do.
And my nickname.
You got one in your last name, too.
I don't have
a tittle in my entire name. What's I do? And in my middle name, I do.
Your middle name, okay.
Yeah, my middle name is Justin.
Yeah, well, yeah, okay, that's it. That would be a great trivia question in itself.
What?
To go through life without a tittle in your name.
Well, I don't know. I would assume that would be quite a drawback, but you'd have to overcome it.
Exactly. Hope you all are now feeling better about your ability to identify a tittle.
I know I am.
Yep. And you know what? Come on back tomorrow. We're going to do some Rock and Roll Tuesday.
All right.